Our story begins at the Gamage residence. Bobby and Stacy have just got out of bed after having their makeout session interrupted by an angry Rosalind.
Would someone like to tell me what's going on here?
Mom! We weren't doing anything.
Oh, no? Are my eyes playing tricks on me? I could have sworn I just saw you on top of Bobby, on your bed, with his hand on your behind.
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
Mrs. Gamage!
Bobby, I'll get to you in a minute. Stacy, I expected better from you.
Mom, I'm almost 18, and Bobby is my boyfriend. We were just kissing.
And if I hadn't walked in, what would you have been doing next?
I respect your daughter, Mrs. Gamage. A lot, really.
Boy, I'd hate to see what happens if you didn't respect her. That's my baby you are groping, young man.
Mom, please don't embarrass me now.
Oh, you're more than embarrassed, Princess. You are grounded for the next 2 weeks.
What? You can't do that.
I just did. And you're forbidden to see or talk to Bobby. I want you to come home from school every day with no stops. Do you hear me?
But that's not fair. We weren't doing anything wrong.
Well, life isn't fair. You'll get over it. Bobby, I think it's time for you to go.
Mom!
She's right, Stacy. I better go. I'll talk to you sometime. Goodbye, Mrs. Gamage.
Goodbye, Bobby.
Mom, how could you do this to me?
I didn't raise you like this, Stacy. I'm not going to let my princess give herself to the first boy that looks her way.
I love him, Mom.
Stacy, you're too young to know what love is.
What?
This conversation is over, Stacy. Now do your homework or something that doesn't involve sticking your tongue down some boy's throat.
I hate you, Mom!
In the living room of their apartment, Rex and Perry are talking about Zoe's claim on Gregory.
Gregory's playing in his room. Tell me what Miss Huffman said.
Well, she said that the state would have to run their own tests to determine if Gregory was indeed a Jessup. And even then, Zoe and her father don't necessarily have a right to him. They've never been a part of his life. And his mother was estranged from them for many years.
And we know Dr. Flowers didn't have any family, so we don't have to worry about them.
Rex, I didn't like this Zoe woman. I don't want us to just hand Gregory over to her.
Neither do I.
I told Miss Huffman that we wanted to adopt Gregory. She said that this new development complicates matters, but that we shouldn't panic just yet.
So what do we do next?
She told me to wait for Zoe to contact her office and request a blood test for confirmation. After that happens, it all depends on if they're really serious about raising Gregory.
And if they are?
Then we have to decide how much we want to fight them. Because if we do, this may have to be decided in court.
At Larissa's penthouse, Dara has just arrived to see Lucas, who is upset over his mother's death.
I wish there was something I could say to make you feel better, Lucas. I was so confused and angry with my mom when she died, it took me a long time to sort through those feelings. I know you and your mom got close again.
She was a good lady, Tara. You know, she made a lot of mistakes in her life, but she grew to become such a strong person.
You've been through the ringer this past year, more than anyone. But now that you're back, I hope you know that I'm here for you. And so is Clint, and Alexandra, and your Aunt Larissa.
I know I have some great people around me, Dara. One of the last things she said to me was to don't grieve for her, because I had grieved enough in my life, and I should celebrate life and not be unhappy.
That sounds like good advice, even though I know it's going to be hard to follow it.
You know, I never really appreciated that time I spent at Alexandra's house, but looking back on it, those were probably the happiest days of my life.
She loves you. She was devastated when she thought you had died.
Yeah, I know. You know, the best part was that for the first time in my life, I was actually carefree. I didn't have to worry about my dad being a drunk or how we couldn't pay for the bills. Got to be a kid again. I wouldn't give to just have that back for one second, Tara. One second.
I know how you feel. It's our senior year and we should be out partying, but none of us are.
Oh, so I don't feel like partying. Maybe someday we'll be able to have fun again.
I hope so.
Thanks for listening, Dara. Thank you.
At the Wells and Goldstein Law Firm, Connie is in her office talking with Marshall.
Connie, your sister didn't have to leave on my account.
Marshall, what you and I have to talk about needs to be done one-on-one.
Sound upset. What's on your mind?
Well, I think I figured out why you have such a fascination with Serena Stiles.
I don't have a fascination with her, Connie. She's a client.
Oh, is that all? She's nothing more to you.
Come on. I told you not to be jealous of Serena.
I'm not jealous of her, Marshall. She's your daughter, for God's sakes.
Oh, no. How did you find out about that?
It doesn't matter how I found out. What matters is that you kept this from me. You're supposedly in love with me and want to be with me, but you do nothing but keep secrets and close yourself off to me.
It was your sister Raven. She overheard my conversation yesterday, didn't she?
Marshall, are you listening to me? Why did you keep this a secret? What do we have if we can't even talk to each other?
Connie, everything is fine between us. Look, I need to go make a phone call.
Marshall, we're not done here. And if you walk out of this office, we're finished.
You don't mean that?
The hell I don't.
I'm sorry, Connie, but I have to go.
Join us again next time for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples.